Dvarhalachim Chagos Alvoda Sunday night or Le Beis Tishrei Kafshinayin Ches. Okay, there's such a thing called Birchas Ariya, and we make brachas upon seeing different things. We'll be going over some of them in the next few days, Bli Neder. Tonight we're talking about if you see someone. Now there's a lot of conditions here. You see someone who looks extremely strange, extremely unusual. Let's say a midget or a dwarf or a hunchback, an extreme hunchback. Now, here are the conditions to make the bracha, which is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam B'Shana HaBrios. First of all, it has to be that way from birth, not something that happened to someone as a result of an event, of an accident, or whatever, if it happened afterwards. It happened from birth. If it's relatively commonplace, I mean, there's a judgment call has to be made by a posek. If it's commonplace, and even if it's an extremely abnormal, unusual features, but if it's not unusual in the sense that it's commonplace, well, you have to judge. Especially nowadays, people travel all over the world, and they're not that, you know, you see all sorts of things. You know, you used to be mitzumtum to your village, so you saw, let's say, a dwarf or a midget. It was like very, you're taken aback. But now people travel all over. I don't know, you know, maybe yeah, maybe not. So a judgment call has to be made if it's something that's relatively commonplace. And so that's that, and it has to be from birth. and also, once you make the bracha over a particular shinui, mishana habrios, let's say a dwarf, you will never, you never, the Mishmura Paschus, you never make that bracha again overseeing a dwarf, ever. Like, normally we talk about 30 days, but that's not the case here. You do not repeat the bracha over a similar abnormality ever again. Okay. We go on now to Chavos Halvavos. We're learning Shaar Yichud HaMaisa, we're learning Perakei, we're learning about different enticements of the Yetzirah, and we're in very, very basic stuff. Basic emuna things are so basic that we maybe think that they're not nogeya us. But many times the reason we think it's not nogeya us is because we never thought about these things, because we never really bumped up against it or had a nisayon about if there is a Hashem in the world or if there is Olam Haba. Like, you know, we just go on with life the way we're living, a certain way, because we're in a certain society. But so a lot of times these would be problems if we're not taught them and we don't think about them, because we never really thought about them. So we think we're not vulnerable to these Yetzirahs, but we really might be, since really what's happening is that we never thought about it because we don't have to. He talked about basic emunah, he talked about ruchnius, he talked about olam haba, he talked about about avodas Hashem, the fact that the Yetzer will try to entice you that it makes no sense to have to be Ovid Hashem, because normally when you're Ovid someone, you're providing a service for the Ne'avad, and Hashem needs nothing, so what sense does it make to have to be an Ovid Hashem? And he explains that in Shaar Avodas Elokim. He explains the answer to that. Because one of his themes is that the Yetzer goes from battle to battle, never tiring. He'll try to be matal. His theme now in the first 10 around enticements of the Yetzirah is to be matal a sofek in what should be basic yediyah, what you should believe with a clarity, with a vados. He tries to, you know, maybe it's not like that, maybe. So here he's talking about maybe nevuah. Hashem talks to people, gave the Torah in Har Sinai. Maybe it didn't happen that way. Maybe some of it is man-made, and etc. Then Talmud connect the Besichelcha. Once again, in these, so far in all of them that we had, he starts off the way to combat the Yetzer Hara always the same way, which is Tamod Negdecha B'Sichlecha. Adarabba, the power of rational argument is, will show that this is it's nonsense, that it really makes a lot of sense, and the only sense is the way we have the Kabbalah. He explains these things in Shar HaYichud, and in Shar Avodas Elokim, and a little in Shar HaBechina, and a little in Shar HaBitachon. He doesn't repeat it here. He just says, in Talmud Keneged B'Sichlecha L'Tilochem Bo, B'Tainos HaKodmos B'Sefer HaZeh B'Shar HaShlishi Mimenu, which is, of course, Shar Avodas Elokim, Yosuru Kol HaSekes Ale Milibcha. So if you are knowledgeable in what I've taught you in the Sefer till now, you will reject these kinds of sfeikas that he's trying to make you misupik about. And again, as he said in his Hakdoma to this Perek, you don't think it's the Yetzer Hara. You think it's you. You think that you are questioning things very logically, and you don't realize that it really is not a suffix. It shouldn't be a suffix. And it is the Yetzer Hara. There is that pull. So Tamod Kenegdecha B'Sichlecha Yosuru Kol HaSekes Ale Milibecha V'Yosami Teslecha Inyan HaNevuah. You realize the truth and of the fact that Hashem communicates with people, and that He gave the Torah at Har Sinai, our Masorah, the Torah Chiyuv HaTorah, Shlichas HaNovi Bo, and the fact that Hashem, it really is an article of faith. We know in the Rambam, I mean, the Chavis HaVol was written before the Rambam, of course, but we know that it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, so that must be, it's very, that Hashem communicates with people, that there is Nevuah, is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Now you could say, well, it's true, I believe it, but I don't see so much why it's an Ikr article of faith. I mean, I can see that, I believe Hashem gave the Torah at Har Sinai. But why do I have to believe that there is the possibility where Hashem does communicate with people? Nevuah, that's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. And the answer is it is. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim that Hashem, given the proper circumstances, will communicate. Hashem is real, Hashem is here, and Hashem is not hiding anywhere, and there is the possibility always of communication. Now, you have to be a kli to be able to communicate with something as with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it's an ikur hafaith, ikur of Yud Gimel Ikrim, that it's possible, that it exists, that it's a metzias. Anyway, so you have to reject that, and then he goes on to say, okay, we'll stop here.